everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 21st. The topic of the day is, yes, from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations, is improving our lives. And the quote is from Huxley. There's only one corner of the universe you can be certain of improving, and that is your own self. Wow, look at that. Yes, there's only one corner of the universe that is a guarantee that you can improve, and that is with you. Here's what Linda has to say. We've got all kinds of ideas for how the world could be better, and we're usually more than happy to share them with anyone who wants to listen, and even those who do not. How the government ought to be run, how local merchants ought to operate their business, how our best friends ought to lead their lives. If we applied these ideas to our own lives, not only might we improve ourselves, but we might also realize that we don't have as many answers as we think we do. Boy, you know what, Linda? If I had one of those fancy boards, I would do the sound effect of the bell ringing and maybe even audience applause. And the reason being is because there was a conversation yesterday that happened about double standards. Are we asking people to do the things that we ourselves don't do? Or better yet, are we expecting others to do things that we wouldn't do ourselves? So how do we improve ourselves? Are we too busy telling everybody else what to do, but we're not doing it ourselves? That's a really good question, actually. Boy, so much philosophical thinking. It's so early in the morning. All right, here's the affirmation of the day. My ideas are good ones, but there's no reason anyone else should listen to them. They have their own ideas about how things should be done, and I can respect this. Yes, they have their own ideas about how things should be done, and I can respect this. And you have your own ideas about how you think you should be doing your stuff, and we should respect this, and we can respect that. So what do you think about this? Improving ourselves. We're so busy telling everybody else what to do, and yet we're not following our own instruction. Or are we so busy telling everybody what to do? We're ignoring our own stuff. I don't know. You can only answer that question. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, as always, we're stronger together, we're better together, and take what resonates and go beyond.